owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 4 years ago, it was the pandemic. Now it's the weather disrupting President Biden's campaign. He has rescheduled a planned speech from Saturday to Friday because of a weather threat. Speech focused on what he's calling former President Trump's threat to democracy. Republicans challenging the former president continue their focus on Iowa ahead of the caucuses. One Republican told Florida Governor Ron DeSantis he has been going soft on Trump. DeSantis said,
I think the narrative is this. I think what the media wants is they want Republican candidates to just kind of like smear him personally and kind of do that. That's just not how I roll.
Meanwhile, the former president asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision banning him from the state's ballot. The U.S. says it had no involvement in twin explosions in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. drone strike 4 years ago. This is ABC News. Police in Newark, New Jersey now say the murder of a Muslim leader does not appear to be a hate crime. Imam Hassan Sharif was shot outside of his mosque. Federal officials are accusing SpaceX of illegally firing several people. National Labor Relations Board said they were let go after criticizing company head Elon Musk. A lot of us were buying new cars last year.
High prices, rising interest rates, an historic UAW strike, which threatened to raise them even more, and a computer chip shortage, which slowed down assembly lines to a crawl. In many cases, couldn't keep Americans out of dealerships last year. Cox Automotive says 15.6 million new vehicles were sold nationwide in 2023. That's up 12% from the year before. It's also the biggest increase in over a decade. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The South Florida home of Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill was badly damaged by fire on Wednesday. His family was safe. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The State Justice Department is investigating a fatal vehicle crash in Grand Chute Wednesday afternoon when officers approached a suspect in a retail theft at a Fleet Farm there. The suspect entered a vehicle, sped off, lost control of the vehicle, hit another vehicle, and crashed into a tree. The suspect died at the crash site. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday clerks can't reject ballots lacking certain witness information, such as zip codes or municipalities. The decision, which rejects arguments for a more restrictive definition from the Elections Commission and Republican lawmakers, says state statutes don't explicitly define an address for absentee balloting. And the date has been set for a public memorial for former Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Kohl. The service will begin at noon January 12th at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. The arena is the home of the Milwaukee Bucks. That's the NBA team Kohl owned for nearly 30 years.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad and firebob.com.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35 with a little light snow tomorrow night into Saturday.
If you love a good barbecue like me, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. The clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, the love, the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you
lucky today.
Gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
Matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't you make me proud. Never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, boy, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be breathing with me.
And when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down. And she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down. And she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Behind closed doors.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Charlie Rich behind closed doors here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens across the region. Looks like we'll see some sunshine today. Snow is also expected here coming up starting this weekend. And we'll have details this hour with our ag weather forecast. Also this hour, David Geiger in as he will be chatting a little bit about the Proposition 12 inspectors and that sort of thing happening with the hog industry. And he'll have more on that in our newsmaker segment. Later on tonight, well, girls high school basketball, our first girls game of 2024. Oh, it's going to be a dandy one, too. Durand, Arkansas at Mondovi, and we'll have that game for you tonight with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7, tip-off at 7:15. We'll have that on our streaming audio service at realcountry1430.com. That's compliments of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. We'll also be having it as well on the NTEC Channel 99. As well. So be watching for that. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The first week of the new year, we look ahead at the to-do list for Congress in 2024. We're joined by Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation, who joins us from our nation's capital. Chris, what are some of the headline issues that Congress needs to tackle these first few days of the new year?
There won't be much happening this week in Congress, but when both the House and the Senate are back in town next week, they really have to get down to brass tacks as it has to do with funding the government. If people will remember, what happened was they passed a short-term budget extension to keep the government going so it wouldn't shut down, and that was going to last through the holidays, but then it was going to expire here in the middle part of January. And so that doesn't give them a lot of time to deal with the fact that we don't have budgets in place for all of calendar year 2024. And in fact, there were two extensions, one for January and one for February. And the one in where the funding runs out mid-January affects certain agencies, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA. And so that's something that we're really hoping that they will focus on when they get back into town next week, as they still have to deal with some thorny issues revolving budgets, as well as things like border security. That's going to be a big focus. And then funding for the wars in Ukraine and also the conflict in Israel and Gaza. So those are going to be the sort of headline issues that will occupy Capitol Hill as we really start gearing up in January of 24.
When we look at some of these headline issues and the priorities that Congress is facing here in the early part of the year, there's still some leftover issues from last year that are on the back burner.
One of the other things that happened last fall during the whole fight over the who should be the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and then they did the short-term budget extensions that I just talked about, is they kicked the can down the road for the farm bill. We were hoping that we would get a new farm bill by the end of 2023, but they passed essentially a one-year extension of farm programs at their current levels. So they bought some additional time to work with, but given the fact that this is an election year, it's a presidential election year, as everyone knows, and that's going to suck up a lot of the oxygen, particularly as we get towards the summer, what that means is if we're going to make progress in finalizing the next farm bill, it really has to be done here in the spring. And the leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees realize that. That's the deadline they're working against. But we just need to see some good faith effort on the part of both the House and the Senate, both parties, so that we're not looking at yet another extension here this fall. Because once we get in towards the fall months, that's where the attention really shifts away from Washington and toward the campaign trail and the two people who will be opposing each other for president. And so that means it's very difficult to get anything done here on Capitol Hill after the summer months.
Another issue that we're dealing with that's left over from last year is a new federal order milk pricing system. What's the status on moving that along?
The good news is that the USDA process for updating the federal order system does have a calendar, so we don't necessarily have a schedule for some of the other things I've just talked about, Bill, but there will be a resumption of the hearing in mid-January in Indianapolis, and we're hoping that that will be done within a couple weeks, and so that by the end of January, all of the public testimony will have been delivered. Then what happens is USDA has to wade through thousands of pages of testimony to make some sense out of all these different perspectives and recommendations, and then they will come out with a draft or a sort of a recommended decision for changes, which will then be open to public comment, and so that will then further take time. But we're hoping that all that gets done here in the spring and summer so that by the end of this coming year, probably right about the time of the election season, the election that dairy farmers will have to vote on is the changes proposed by USDA in the federal order system. So I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves on that because there's a lot more that has to happen. But most of the testimony is now done. There needs to be a little bit more here in January. And then hopefully USDA will digest that, make some sense of it, and come up with some recommendations that are similar to what NMPF has recommended so that we can make some important changes to the milk pricing system.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. Tomorrow, join us for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Walking in all your glory, I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending.
If you ever plan to motor west, take my way, the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles away. Get your kicks. Now it goes through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Galapagos, Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kings, Boston, San Bernardino. Once you get hip to this mindless tip, when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Missouri, okay.
Bay City looks soft, pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona. King, Barstow, San Bernardino wants you. Get hip to this kindly tip. When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your on Route 66.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Asleep at the Wheel, and Route 66 here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 22 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the February contract is traded. It's up 5 cents to 15.60. March at 16.19. April 17.08. May 17.75. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels and blocks both down 2.5. Barrels at 141.5. 40-pound blocks at 145.5. 2 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 268.5. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 118, 1 trade on the day. Dry whey up 1.5 to 40 even, no trades on the day. Cattle markets are called lower today and hogs are mixed today. Price action in cattle futures was limited compared to some of the volatility we've seen recently. Traders are waiting for cash to trade to provide further market directions. And hogs followed a similar pattern with a mixed closed yesterday. Cash and cutouts in the hogs continue to struggle. February live cattle opened the day at 170.185, April 174.75, June 171.97, January feeder cattle open at 226.07, March at 227.02, April at 232.55, February hogs open at 65.30, April 72.20, May at 79.87. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are slightly lower. Soybeans moving lower. Wheat also moving mostly lower. Strength in the dollar pressuring the wheat markets. Also, the coverage of the rain in Brazil also pressuring some of the grain markets this morning. March corn steady at 465.25. May down 0.25 to 477.75. July down 0.5 to 487.75. New crop also down 0.5. At 498. January beans up 3.25 to 1272.75. March down 2.5 to 1274.5. May down 2.25 to 1282.75. While new crop down 1.5 to 1223.75. January soybean meal this morning up 50 cents to 381.50. January soybean oil up 31 cents to 48.10. Chicago wheat, March down 3.5 to 596.75. May down 3.75 to 609.25. July down 3.25 to 618.75. Minneapolis wheat, March down 3/4 to 707.75. May down 1.5 to 717.25. Energy markets are higher once again this morning. February crude oil up 82 cents to 73.52. March up 78 cents to 73.67. February and March gas both steady. February at 216, March at 218. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.95, February $3.98, March $4.01. New crop at $4.44. Cash beans $11.82, February $11.87, March $11.92. New crop at $11.40. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn $4.17 and a quarter, February $4.23 and a quarter, March $4.27 and a quarter. New crop $4.43 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn $4.20, February $4.22, and new crop at $4.18. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound. Cash corn $4.00 even, February $4.05, May $4.10, new crop $4.33. Cash beans $11.97, February $12.00 even, March $12.03, and new crop at $11.50. Allied Cooperative Blair. Cash corn $4.10, new crop $4.43. Cash beans $11.84, new crop at $11.40. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.34, April $4.48, May $4.52, and new crop at $4.48. Cash beans $12.25, April $12.52, May $12.56, new crop $11.70. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.99, new crop $4.43, cash beans $11.99, new crop $11.50. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle $153 to $175, Holstein fed cattle $130 to $162, market cows $62.98, bulls $90 to $110, calves $170 to $605, beef steers $93 to $262, Holstein steers $80 to $200. Sheep markets: market lambs $207 and down, light lambs $260 and down, ewes $75 and down, rams $110 and down, goat markets does $145 and down, bucks $230 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs $190 to $280, fed lambs $180 to $210, and ewes at $100 to $135. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I try to think about Shakespeare, leave you, the Beatles. Are- was lost and all alone. An empty heart without a home. Just at the time when I needed a friend, she came along and she took me in. And every time I'm feeling down, when the world closes in somehow, just at the moment when I need her most, she comes to me and she holds me close. My baby's got good timing. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing. In the night, when the world is quiet, and she's lying here by my side, when it's her sweet love I need, that's the moment when she comes to me. My baby's got good timing. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing. When she loves me, she always loves me right on time. When she holds me, she's oh so close. I can feel her heart beat with time. Yes, she does. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. There's just one way to describe it. And I know my baby's got good timing. My baby's got good timing. She's right on time. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. I can feel there's it. Just one way to describe it.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
You played, brought you down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. While there are some exemptions allowed for some hog confinement legislation as it goes into effect, David Geiger has more.
Inspections are already starting up around the country in anticipation of California's Proposition 12 law. While officially in effect July 1st, the law requiring animal living condition updates for products like pork to be sold in the state begins in 2024. Michael Formica, legal strategist with the National Pork Producers Council, says inspections are going on.
California has approved 14 or 15 different firms to do these audits, or you can invite California out. I have heard of a couple of producers who have asked for California to come out and inspect their farm.
The most recent USDA report says animal confinement legislation nets compliant pork an average $4.94 a hundredweight premium. When it comes to Prop 12 enforcement for that premium, Formica says there are some updates.
California has exempted ground meat because it's not a whole pork. It's not a whole cut of pork from Proposition 12. So ground product would not be covered. Sausage would not be covered.
In frozen food, NPPC negotiated to make sure any products in the supply chain sold before July 1st could still be sold. However,
January 1, that will no longer be allowed to be sold in California.
Formica does not think there will be any more delays. The law will be fully implemented. And one big concern across industries,
if you are a grocery store operator in California, if you're a consumer in California, you're already dealing with record food price inflation that has been going on. We have seen in California, price of pork is up significantly. Come January 1, I suspect that that jumps up some more.
Formica adds 60% of grocery sales in California are from small, independent-run grocers.
Those generally don't have access to compliant pork, and so we're watching that marketplace as well.
I'm David Geiger.
Thanks, David. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Winter is finally coming in our ag weather forecast, as chances of snow over the next week do exist Friday afternoon through Saturday night, Monday into Monday night, and again Wednesday night into Thursday of next week. The snow chances and cooler weather look to finally put an end to the 2023 fire season as well. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Highs 24 to 29. Relative humidities at 53% to 58%. Light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7 this afternoon. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 18 to 23. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 7. For Friday, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs 29 to 34. Relative humidity at 75 to 80%. South winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about an hour of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs 30 to 35. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Do you
owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Lactating cows are susceptible to an infection called mastitis that can affect their milk supply. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A healthy diet and clean environment can minimize the risk as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A lactating cow that seems ill might have mastitis. Animal science professor Joe Hogan at Ohio State University says mastitis is an inflammation of the mammary gland caused by bacteria. The pathogens are transferred from cow to cow or picked up in their environment. There are two types of mastitis, subclinical and clinical. Subclinical is not visibly apparent and must be detected by a lab test. With a clinical case of mastitis, the cow will show signs.
You either have abnormalities in the milk or the gland swollen or the cow shows signs of illness. If she's ill, she'll run a temperature. She'll not eat as much. She'll have pain. She'll reflex to touch to the udder. You can see some swelling and redness on the teats if they're a color that you can detect color change in.
Mastitis can be treated with antibiotics, but Hogan says in the majority of cases, the cow's immune system will clear it up. Keep her immune defenses up so she can fight infection.
There's two ways to control mastitis. You can either increase the cow's resistance, which we can do, but only to a certain point. And then the other way, which has had far more success, is hygiene in her environment.
Hogan says the primary source of environmental bacteria that causes mastitis is soiled bedding materials. When the cow lies down, the teats come in contact with manure and other contagions. It's important to clean her stall daily and add fresh bedding. Hogan recommends inorganic materials such as sand, which inhibits the growth of pathogens. If you milk her, make sure your sanitation procedures are in order to avoid spreading infection. Learn more about controlling mastitis at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I like the feel of your name on my lips. And I like the sound of your sweet, gentle kiss. The way that your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there. And I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, how you enjoy your 2-hour bath, and how you convince me to dance in the with everyone watching like we are.